Facebook.com.
Make a million at the 6 bar. Did it once, twice, three times. Now me can't stop. And Mega fi tell Mega if Mega be that hot. Mega fi tell Mega if Mega be that strong. So they like, who's it? So what I do? I give the song away through the numbers of 92. Go on holiday and come back to a nice view. Then sign flabbers to go ahead and do what I do. When I move it, man, I been in it. Heat up the heat up the heat. Been winning. I don't make those but the stars so legit that rappers wanna quit. But see, we still living. Got it. Ikele muke sing banavari ikenye boy ikenye mute. Oh boy, why you wanna deny me? I know you will never deny this. I do, don't care if you like me. As long as you never try to fight it. Hunger, why you wanna deny me?
The sounds of JR, the song is called Deny. It features Anati. Before this, I played you something from Fifi Cooper, Puntu Nunu featuring Questa. And JR, welcome to O'Neill on Cliff Central on a Friday afternoon. I'm not rolling by myself. Gina is back in the building. What's up, Gina? Are you back?
Hi. Hey, bro, I'm back. So, hi, family, listeners.
So, where were you?
I was in Venda. I had a performance.
What was happening there? Performing?
Yeah, I had a gig.
Okay, what kind of gig was it?
It was like a kind of like a gospel gig.
Okay.
Yeah, so... Yeah, so it's just heading out, you know.
Do you do a lot of those?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, is that where you're most comfortable, like when you're performing gospel gigs?
I'm still finding myself, so I'd say no.
Okay.
At the moment, yeah, so I'm still finding myself.
Now, in terms of people that you've played for, as far as gospel vocalists go, who would you say is possibly the best vocalist you've played for?
The best,
yeah.
I'd say it's Judith Tsipuma, man. Like,
okay,
she's amazing, yeah.
Interesting. Wow, we've had it here on the
best,
show.
Yeah, for me, yeah.
Okay, all right. Now the show is going to be unbelievable. We've got, listen, it's the caviar of artists who will be joining us in the studio. So in terms of talent, we're never gonna run short of talent today. We've got some hectic guests. In fact, the first guest is gonna join us at 2:30. Between now and then, it's nothing but great music. Don't move.
Come on, boys, let's do this. On 1, 2, 3, let's go.
You listen to O'Neill on Cliff Central. Radio has never been faithful. O'Neill on Cliff Central. OOC, O'Neill on Cliff Central.
It's City's number one DJ. It's invading your eardrum.
O'Neill.
With the hottest exclusive.
O'Neill.
Worldwide.
This is CliffCentral.com.
So it has finally come down to this. This is Tall and Small. The song is called Sugar. We played it for the first time last week. And I have to say it's catchy.
Yeah, it is.
It's actually very catchy. Nice. It looks like these guys are working on an album. Decepticon are working on an album alongside Tall and Small. And we hung out with them last week Friday. You went here, Junior. Now, our first guest for the day is Lou and Federal.
Yeah.
What's up?
So we catch up with the gentleman on the other side of this.
So what? You hate us for the things that we do. We ain't living our lives for you. We burn it slow because this life is too fast. Because this life is too fast. I'm trying to find a rainbow that's gonna lead me to my goal. But I seem to be finding grass. Grass ain't greener on the other side. But you gotta live life. I guess I'm reaping what I've sown. There's certain emotions I'll never show. Everything gets harder by the minute you grow. But you're a flower that's meant to bloom. So get higher until you reach Mars. So get higher until you reach Mars. Get higher until you reach Mars. The sky ain't the limit, no.
The sky ain't the limit, no.
We got green, there ain't no time for your blues. We got green, there ain't no time for your blues. We got green, there ain't no time for your blues. We got green, there ain't no time for your blues.
Rock beats with melodious rhythms, rhyming on blue note, four chord progression, lyric obsession, climax in on rhythmic section. I got a state of mind where the syncopated pattern got more raps than ciphers and soul claps. Rhymes in check 3x2 like six packs. You caught in traps for rhyming scheme that lacks. 10 years from now I'll still be bumping hard tracks. Keeping it real for real cats with ill raps. Physical beef, you fuck that, I'll clap cats. And lyrical skills, A&T, that's where it's at. Smack your ass at hope, you fight back. You be fake like acting. Rhymes I be dropping. From my lyrical architect, you can tell that I'm black, kid. Flows attacking with a jam like traffic. Shit so thick, toilets can't even flush it. Keep shit rocking like hawkers and nugget. And from the street talk, you can tell I'm a roughneck.
We got green, there ain't no time for your blues. We got green, there ain't no time for your blues. We got green, there ain't no time for your blues. We got green, there ain't no time for your blues.
Lou and Federal, the song is called, what is it called?
The Greens.
The Green.
Uh-huh. The Greens.
The Greens.
The Greens. Yeah. What are you guys referring to? Weed?
Yeah, weed, basically.
It couldn't have been money. It couldn't have been money or anything else.
No, it's anything that's green, man. The money, the weed, you know.
Yeah, whatever. Maybe. Listen, we've already found out what it meant. Gentlemen, welcome. Is this your first time here?
Yeah, it's first our time. First time. No
it's, doubt. It's good to have you here.
Thank you for having me.
Listen to your sound, it sounds like you recorded live. You record live.
Yeah.
You do live music.
Yes, it's no what I'm trying to pursue.
Are you guys a unit or do you guys come as individuals?
Okay, he's my uncle.
Okay.
He's my uncle, like I grew up under his wing and, you know, I've been making music on the side and yeah, it was through his motivation and stuff, him being on my side that made me want to do music basically.
So now, do you come as a package or you are just featuring him at the moment?
I'm an individual artist, so okay. Is he, but we work together just to come up with, you know, different sounds. He's a different artist, I'm a different artist, but we try to blend in everything that we do, yeah.
No doubt.
So this song we just play right now, whose project is it going to appear on?
It's going to be on both ours.
Okay.
Yeah, right. We're working on a project together and yeah. we go by the name of Westsiders, hence we from Orlando West, yeah. You know?
Okay. Well,
yeah,
street.
No doubt.
Let's talk about your genesis. Where do you come from in terms of music? What's your foundation?
Well, I come from a crew named Asylum Tribe. We've been rocking mics since back in the days, you know? Mm-hmm. And then I've been doing music. I've been playing instruments. I play the bass. I play the lead. I rap, you know, that's what I do, that's my passion. So I've been doing this for more than 10 years now. I mean, Asylum Tribe was formed in 1997, you know. Okay. So next year is we'll be doing our 20 years together as a crew, you know, and we work individually. My man Exit has his project coming out very, very soon. He was here on the show a couple of weeks back, you know.
Yes.
So yeah, yeah, we push it, we push it.
Speaking of freestyling and rapping, can we do something together?
No doubt.
Cool.
Oh, hell yeah.
So, unscripted as always, unrehearsed.
And I'm a curse, y'all.
And unradio. Here it is. This is Lou and Federal.
Check it out. Check it out. Yo. If I'm a motherfucker, then your mom's is next.
Yo.
You the type to date prostitutes for free sex.
Woo!
Shit, these days it ain't tight, it's complex. When we pull out the gap, you know it's rap the violence. And your boy gets capped, you know it's rap the violence. If I'm a motherfucker, then your mom's is next. You the type to date prostitutes for free sex. Shit, these days it ain't tight, it's complex. When we pull out the gap, you know it's rap the violence. Your boy gets capped, you know it's rap the violence. Cause this is the track called Rap the Violence. Got more raps than cyphers are. So claps, rhymes and track 3x2 like 6 packs. You caught in traps for rhyming scheme that lacks. 10 years from now, I'll still be bumping hard tracks. Keeping it real for real cats with ill raps and physical beef. You fuck that, I clap gats. Lyrical skills, A&T, that's where it's at. Smack your ass and hope you fight back. You be fake like acting. Rhymes I be dropping. From a lyrical architect, you can tell that I'm black kid. Flows attacking with a gem like traffic. Shit so big, toilets can't even flush it. If I'm a motherfucker, then your mom's is
next.
You the type to stay prostitutes for free sex. Shit these days, it ain't tight, it's complex. When we pull out the gap, you know it's rapid violence. Violence, rapid violence.
Violence. Violence, okay.
Bring it.
Yo, okay, keep going, keep going, it's coming through.
Check it out, So, if I'm a motherfucker, then your mom's is next. You the type to date prostitute for free sex.
Yo.
Shit, these days, it ain't tight, it's complex. When we pull out the gap, you know it's rap the violence.
I am the consequences of the solar system. Oh, fuck, shit.
Oh,
right, shit. Okay.
It's yours, homie, grab it.
Fine.
I
am the opposite of natural. What I spit is factual. In fact, I'm abnormal. I'm a motherfucking radical. Truthfully, I'm versatile. Mentally subliminal.
What?
I stand out from the fake sign. Art like original. You can call me terminal. I speak in terms of conditions, ordering to something physical. You got it wrong. I ain't speaking about violence. It's lyrical. Lyrically, I punch you on the margin and make you straight. Get it? Punchline. But this time, it reflects the fact that you gay. Mind criminal. I make you like my shit without using force. You just get attracted by what you hear and don't ignore the feeling of infatuation. Using imagination that gives you the anxiety to listen more. An animal, a monster that is one of a kind. Exploring the wild liberty, unconscientized mind. Verbal criminal, that is how I'm defined. Refrain from using phobia, violence in these lines.
I go beyond the time, killing whackness in a proper manner when I die. Bury my ass with a pen and page just in case I return if possible. I'll bring the latest rhyme, the dead style. Lyrical flow that grow like pubic hairs to teenagers, unexpected. Like a car that hits ya, got you cornered like a frame to a picture. My rap tries clear all the nature, I ain't scared to face ya. Cause if I did, I'd rip ya. Asylum Tribe member, guaranteed to pimp your bitch all over. Bring it back smelling like fish odor, battle it's mental slaughter.
You can call me kamikaze, causing corruption of the confusion, the chaos, commotion, common error, catastrophic catalyst, cracking codes, checking codes, the crank, roll like King Kong after having cake, or notice from the coke. You can never cope with the pressure, live life with the can, cause you can't conquer the giants, my crush creating cream instead of beef. Catch me behind bars, I'm cool, but when it comes to rap, I got class. I'm abstract and still I'm not a killer.
No doubt, my straight nigga. Ass weapon flows is real non-fiction, cats is fronting. I set the mission, pushing goals with ambition, switching numbers like area codes, I'm similar to shrinks, I'm reading domes like kings. I stay on thrones, ghetto raps uphold like mine workers. I keep deep digging, flows killing, running like silk stockings. Feed the rhythm with the tempo in my system, maintain the game. On point like a sniper's aim. Cats lost direction like catching the wrong train. Words is power, so I penetrate and cause earthquakes. Wanna verbally liberate the real. Do you express what I feel? Like records, I'm pushing deals. The only difference, this shit is real. Now if I'm a motherfucker, then your mom's is next. You the type to date prostitute for free sex. Shit these days, it ain't tight, it's complex. Won't we pull out the gap? You know it's rapid violence. And your boy gets capped. You know it's rapid violence. Cause this the track called Rapid Violence. For violence. Yeah. Violence. For violence.
So it's Lou and Federal. And yo. Yeah, man. The no level doubt. Of violence involved here.
It's just lyrical content. Right.
Interesting. So it's very clear that you are from the old school era of hip hop.
Yeah.
So Lou, is this? Do you get it from him, from Federal?
Yeah.
Have
so
you, have
so.
You always listened to hip hop?
Okay. The thing is, I've always listened to hip hop through him because I used to, like, you know, when he's out at work or something, I used to get in, sneak in inside his room and then just like watch one of his videos on his PC or watch the Boondocks and stuff like that. So like I took from that and I used to look up to him. He was my, like, my role model and stuff. So like, okay, like we started as a crew in Orlando West. We looked up to them as rappers. So okay, me and my boys, we called ourselves the West Side Crew, you understand?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, like, we looked up to them, they pushed the movement first, and then we're like, okay, you know what, why not follow the OGs and give respect to them?
Are you looking to go mainstream at any point?
Yes, I am, you know, because at the end of the day, I want the money, you know, off the music. I want to make money off arts, you know, not only music, but film as well.
Aye.
And what I can say, him... First time I got in the studio with him, Lou.
Yeah.
I got inspired. I got so much inspired by him because he can sing. He can rap. He plays instruments. He plays the lead. He plays the bass. He plays the drums. He's a killer on the drums, you know. That's what he's been playing for all his life.
Yeah.
So the minute I took him to the studio, you know, it was like experimental stuff. I got so much inspiration from him. And he's a good man, you know. He's very humble, down to earth. Unlike me, I go wild at times, you know.
You're telling us.
So
you had your hook.
So I'm actually learning from him right now, you know.
All right, if you just joined us, I'm hanging out with Lou and Federal. We're going to do something with Junior. Seeing as you guys come from a live music background, I think we can have fun with this. Okay. Junior's going to play some keys. Just feel free to just play around.
Right.
Let's get some progression going.
Okay.
And see what we can come up with. You feel free to tell him to switch it up if you want him to switch it up. And then, yeah.
Okay, let me hook up a beatbox behind his keys and then you just sing on top of it, huh?
Boy Lou on the radio, I'm trying to kill it with Cliff Central. Yeah, it's all natural, we trying to do it big. It's Lou, capital L-U-E, yeah. For the first time I'm singing on these beats, but it's unrehearsed. So I told my mama I would never curse.
Ha-ha.
It's that soul, yeah.
Yeah.
That soul.
Yeah. You want me to get on it?
Get on
it. Let me get on. Let me go on it. Yo, we up in the stew. Getting cooked like stew. And it's straight up freestyling. I throw them like a frisbee. They won't come back to me. Mad techniques, you can call me Sam Seed on some Tai Chi or Taekwondo. I need some endo to fill up my endo. In or outdoors, yeah. Yo, raw metaphor, freestyling from the top of the dome, I just get
Badooper. I'm a natural, that's why I got green, that's why I got blues, yeah. I don't give a damn about you, yeah. I don't give a damn about you, All I wanna do is make music, bump rhymes,
no doubt.
Have cars swimming up in my ride,
no doubt.
It's a dream that I'm tryna push. I can't really freestyle, but I just feel like rhyming up in the stew.
Up in the stew. Ooh. 1 2 1 2, I'm coming through. I got my man Lou. I got this guy on the keys, we be definitely throwing the freestyle techniques, Matt Deadly. The name is Freddy, legendary from the click called AT. Asylum Tribe is who we be, definitely up on the MIC.
Yeah,
rock the beat to the A and the T, flows compete. What? Get on it, my man, we kill it.
So you caught me on my primal, was about to transform. Saying the Thundercats, but they pussy niggas with no storm. Hold up, I'm turning up, this the music on high demand. I'm the supplier in this chain ever since I was born. I see you cocky walking around with a dick in your mouth. This is Boy Lou with the news reporting straight from
the stock. I think it's time to all know what Bella Vista's about. They should ask the police what's our body count. I too wanna put my niggas on the map. Shout out the Rads and Muffinators for filling the gap. The road to excellence doesn't come with easy steps. Instead you're stuck on the side watching others progress. I want more levitation and I won't settle for less. These girls walking around like they got feelings to catch. I am one beat in the box that defines the whole match. I will never stop until I am supreme. Considered as best. As best, one more time, as best.
Look, get on it.
The only propaganda provoked is for you to prosper. For the empire, the later divide and conquer. They told me Thomas Preston, the bitch, you got nothing to offer. What? But nonetheless, you fantasize on the fact that I spend that we don't really wanna hear about your riches. Your raps is mediocre, talking money's a religion. She's a good girl, but she got bad intentions. I'm a hard knock, never had me apart the pissing. I hear these niggas talking gibberish, I don't even listen. This is the type of music when I made you get a pistol. It's 2016 and we're aiming for higher levels. We're depositing the lot, so we wanna get more credit.
No.
The sky's beautiful, but we're living with no limits. They're reminiscing on the fucks that we're really giving.
What?
Consider me a body thief, and fuck being king, I'm a chief, a showstopper. Whoa,
no doubt.
Showstopper.
No doubt, you're a showstopper, Holmes.
Nice. That's Lou, ladies and gentlemen. He sings, you rap, you produce, you play instruments.
Yeah, he got all the hard, man. First time I was in the studio with him, I was like, dude, where are you getting all this art from? You know,
creativity.
No, it's insane. It's actually very insane.
No doubt.
Are you working on a project, album, anything?
I've been having limitations due to studio time and all that, but I am working on something.
Okay.
Like, maybe tomorrow, I think I might hit the studio, record, like, lay down 5 tracks or so or more. But I've been working, like, on my kitchen, you know. In the kitchen, when I wash dishes, that's where the inspiration comes from, you know. I just sing and make noise. I live in a flat, basically, so people laugh when they hear me sing, but they don't know what the motive, you know, they don't know what I'm trying to push, you understand?
Yeah.
At the end of the day, they shouldn't be surprised if they see me make it, if ever I do, but I won't stop making music. It's just in me. I will never stop making music.
I believe you will make it, my man.
You
are absolutely talented.
Thank you.
It's very clear just how diverse you are as an artist. And who do you listen to?
Yo, I listen to Goldlink. I listen to Rari. I listen to who? Nakane Tore. I listen to Kendrick Lamar.
Okay.
He's the motive behind my first mixtape. It was supposed to be a 12-track mixtape, but it was back then with the West Side Crew and the sound wasn't that proper.
Yeah.
And yeah, I listen to a lot of people. Frank Ocean, part of the soul that I do.
Yeah.
Some of the stuff, it's not basically derived from him, but like, you know, he's the motive.
Inspired by the
I can listen to Frank Ocean like the whole day without even having to listen to another artist. That's how like I've grown to his music.
Yeah.
He just his manner of writing lyrics is just different. It's out of this world. He can write about something that doesn't make sense. At the same time, he makes it make sense. You understand? So
nice one. I can tell how artistic you are. In fact, I'm looking forward to the new album from Frank Ocean. They've been pushing it back for I don't know for how long, but
since last year June.
Yeah,
I've been waiting.
Looking forward to it.
Looking forward to it. I mean, I'm a huge fan. But yo, look out for Goldlink and Rari. I don't know if you've heard of them, but look out for those cats. Rari is just he's on another level. He's like basically my age.
Yeah.
He was born, I think, in June. I was just now and before the set, I was listening to some of his stuff for inspiration. Rari is a good artist. He's the greatest.
Now, are we going to be seeing you gentlemen collaborating with any one of the industry greats?
If they recognize the talent, because me, there's a certain a bar that I'm trying to set.
Okay.
The certain artist that I'm a versatile artist, as you said, but now I want to work. At the end of the day, what I'm trying to say is I don't want to be associated with mediocre.
Okay.
I understand. I'm not looking to work with people that boast most or brag about most of this stuff. It's good. It's their art. But I'm just trying to cater for the soul. I'm trying to cater for people who actually listen to the lyrics. Cater for people who enjoy abstract lyrics. Not just like, you know, because in the game, look at the hip-hop game. The game, cats just want to talk about, you know, money, cars and all that. At the end of the day, I ain't got that stuff, so I can't brag with them. You understand? I can listen to what they say and stuff, but there's some things that I don't learn from them having to say or rap about such stuff. That's why I try my level best to just be abstract about my music.
And on and that note, on that note, homie, it's all about the music. What we do, what we do as the West Siders, it's all about the music.
True.
We don't care about the money, the fame. Exactly. The main thing we care about is creating beautiful music, you know? And we got many songs. We got many songs. Hopefully we'll get playlisted on Cliff Central, you know. Keep us on rotation, you know. And we'll bring you a lot of songs, you know.
There's a lot already. Coming.
You're here already. All right. For our final performance, once again, I'll just ask Junior to play something. And let's create something on the spot.
No doubt.
That's the final thing we do together.
Yeah, my freestyle ethic, though. Okay.
That's the idea.
Just sing, I'll rap.
The idea is to remove you from your comfort zone.
Exactly. True.
And imagine this as a studio session in the middle of the night, or whatever time you choose or you prefer to record. So let's look at it that way. Before our next guest joins us, we're hanging out with Lou and Federal for the last time, and we're getting into one more performance before they leave us. Junior, are you guys happy with what he's playing?
Yeah.
All right.
It's on you, homie. You can sing on this one.
I'm cruising on the midnight. Trying to, someone pass me the light. I'm infatuated by the city lights.
Word.
It's nightlife.
It's not life.
It's what I'm trying to chase. Hit me, hook me up with a blunt so I can just play. Give me a quiet place. I don't smoke anymore. But girl, you're the one I adore. All I wanna do is...
get on it.
Can't jump on
straight
it.
Ass whipping flows is real non-fiction. Cats is fronting. I set the mission, pushing goals with ambition. Sing it, baby.
Ooh, yeah. Ba 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 boo. Ba do. Scoop ba 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 boo. Da ba boo ba da ba boo.
Da ba do.
Da do.
That's my man Lou right there.
Okay, I got something.
Check it out, check it out. What? Yo, yo, it's the JHB, GP, CBD, the CRTYOF, GOLD, the HRP to the HOP, I rather DRE, like all the BIGs. It's the JHB, GP, CBD, CRTYOF, GOLD, the HRP to the HOP, I rather DRE, like all the BIGs.
So it's me and you against the world.
No doubt, as always, baby.
Let it be. So they see us as outcasts, but we different from these people.
No doubt.
You're my troublemaker.
I
wanna have fun with you, then make all of this paper and spend it all on you.
Take it higher, Holmes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No doubt.
Badu. In the atmosphere, we can kick it in the atmosphere.
We can kick it anywhere.
We can kick it in the atmosphere. We
right
can
here.
Kick it in the atmosphere.
CliffCentral.com, homie. That's where we are right now.
All right, Lou and Federal, gentlemen, it's been a pleasure. I look forward
for
to hosting
me.
You one more time. When
oh,
you
please.
Present your brand new single and video possibly.
No doubt.
So can we look forward to that?
Yeah, true.
Alright, so big up yourself. So what are you up to this weekend?
This weekend, nothing much.
Actually, tomorrow in the studio, cooking more hits as always. And then on Sunday,
I'm going to be church.
Chilling. He's going to church. I'm going to be chilling, writing rhymes, you know, kicking freestyles on the corner with my homies, you know, just... pushing the music.
The
man.
Music.
What we
it's all
live.
About the music.
It's what we live.
It's
what we do all
big
day.
Big up yourself,
day.
Gentlemen. Thank you very
big
much.
Big up
for
to you, O'Neal.
Yeah.
Cool.
Thank
cool.
you for having,
you for having us here.
Thank you for
anytime.
Us.
Anytime.
Shout out to my man, Junior, on the keys.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Keep playing, homie. Keep playing, man.
All right, so find out who's next.
City's number one DJ. It's invading your eardrum.
O'Neal.
With the hottest exclusives.
O'Neal.
Worldwide.
Ladies love O'Neal. Yeah, baby.
Sorry, the number you have dialed is not in service at this time.
I think possibly one of the most recognizable songs of the moment. This is Black Coffee. We dance again. Hanging out with Nakane Tore, whom we have in the studio for the first time on O'Neal on Cliff Central. We are excited to have him here and we're going to chat to him on the flip side of this.
Come on, boys, let's do this. On 1, 2, 3, let's go.
You listen to a Pillow Central. Radio was never been faced.
Radio was never been
faced. Pillow Central.
All right, as already mentioned, we've got Nakane Tore, who is with us in the studio, and he's here for the first time on Elon Cliff Central. Thank you very much for joining us, sir.
Thank you for having me.
First and foremost, I'm sure you're working on your own. In fact, you've got your own album out now.
My album came out 2013.
Okay, so
it's called Brave Confusion. It was nominated for
how many albums do you have?
I have one album and one EP. EP that came out last year. It's called The Laughing Sun. And an album that came out in 2013. And a novel that came out last year in October.
This man has done so much. Now let's talk about We Dance Again. Would you say, or would I be right in saying, it's what catapulted you to the person we know today?
In what way? Personally or professionally?
In terms of just recognition.
Oh yeah, it definitely. If I was recognizable at like on a scale of 10,
yeah.
If I was recognizable at 4 or 5, I think it maybe put me on 7.
Was it a strategic move?
No. Black Coffee tweeted me saying he wants to write a song with me, so I thought, oh okay, whatever. And then we went there and we wrote the song. But even when we finished writing the song, I didn't think that the song would be chosen as a single because I didn't think it was single material because I don't write the kind of music, you know.
Why didn't you think it was a single, or it would make it as a single?
Because I thought the lyrics were too dark.
Okay.
And I thought it was not as clear cut as what I normally hear on SA radio. So I didn't. I thought he would still go with something else in the album, and then when they called me saying, "Well, we're choosing this one," you know, and even then I was like, "Oh." I mean, people are going to hear it because it's Black Coffee, you know. So it's going to get played on radio because it's Black Coffee. But I never foresaw how big it became.
Now, creatively, how much did you contribute to the song? How much did he allow in terms of your creative ability?
Oh, it was 50-50. It was a complete collaboration. I went there with 2 of my guitars and a notepad and a pen.
Uh-huh.
And, I mean, we had written another song before this one, and it wasn't quite working out, and because we were both so busy at the time, so we'd see each other maybe after every 4 weeks or so, but we would send each other ideas via email. And then one day I was at his studio, and this first one just wasn't quite working.
Yeah.
And then we started working on something else, which became We Dance Again. So and he played me this beat, and I thought, this is very interesting. So I said, hold on, I'm just gonna go outside and write the lyrics and the melody. And I came back inside, and it was written.
I think something that was very obvious first time I listened to it, vocally, it sounded a bit complex. It wasn't the flow. And the structure wasn't very basic. And it was very clear that behind that, there was an artist behind that. There was a bit of artistry that was applied. Was it a challenge for you writing the song, or was it easy?
A challenge in a good way. Not in a way that I felt defeated by it. A challenge in the sense that, oh, okay, so this is who this person is, and this is who I am. How do we amalgamate those two personalities and make something that is completely collaborative and fair to both of us? So in that sense, I mean, because I write and perform everything in my albums, you know, so sort of relinquishing some of the power in terms of creating music, initially I was really, really skeptical to do. Which is why I've never done any collaborations. And that has nothing to do with the person I'm collaborating with.
Okay.
It has more to do with my insecurities, you know. Yeah, so when I went there, I thought, oh, God, he's going to bully me because it's a big star. He's going to want to do this. And then we're going to have to fight, and then I'm going to have to storm out and leave because I won't compromise and he won't compromise. But what really happened was that it was such a safe space for anyone to have any ideas, and for him and for me to throw the spaghetti on the wall and see what sticks, you know. And no one laughed at any ideas that were ridiculous. I mean, that hook in We Dance Again,
yeah,
was, I thought, oh god, I mean, okay, I said, let me just try something, and then he's like, oh, this sounds great, and then I wanted to add more harmonies, etc., etc. Yeah. I didn't think that was going to be the part that people liked, and the monkish part, which I call the monk, because I sound like a monk, part.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean, those things, which are not heard on radio
most
of the time, so I was just really just being myself, and he was being himself, and I think that's what comes out in the song, is just this, there's no posing in it, it just
honesty, and
it just happened, you know, as this came together, and they were like, it's happening today.
Let's look at your body of work as Nakane Tore. Sure. Away from Black Coffee and We Dance Again, you've got a book out,
it's called Piggy Boys Blues, it's a novel.
Okay. We're going to get to that. Let's talk about your first relationship with music.
Sure.
Where does it come from?
I mean, I was raised in a very musical family. Everyone in my family sang, and by everyone I mean all the females, because there were no men. So they all sang in choirs, and in the Eastern Cape and KZN, at least that's what I know, is that choirs are taken pretty seriously. You know, choirs used to do national tours for hundreds and thousands of rands, which is the Old Mutual Choir Festival, where people used to sing sort of Mozart and Handel pieces. And that's where I come from. I come from that environment where every night, well, I'll come back from school, finish my homework on time so I could go to choir practice with my mother. And so I sort of honed my singing ability around that environment. And also because my mother loved Marvin Gaye and the OJs, friends would come over to my house for sleepovers and I'm like, play some music. And I put on, Forever Mine by the OJs. And I'm like, what is this shit? Play some Eminem or something. You know? And I didn't know who Eminem was.
Oh, wow. You know?
So, and I guess on some level that being cocooned and sort of removed from what was seen as cool was what really
shaped
me as not just as a musician but just as a person.
Yeah.
You know, that my identity was mine.
It gave you death.
Exactly. And I could create who I was based on nothing but myself. You know, so I mean, even at school and people were like bullying me into like smoking, I'm like, this is stupid. Like, so I never had any pressure into becoming anyone because I was never part of that space.
Interesting.
And I suppose then that sort of you grow up with that, you know, and musically definitely that environment and how I grew up played a big role in who I was.
And then fast forward from that foundation, at what point do you think it was worthy of an audience?
Three.
Okay.
Literally. I mean, I used to at the time, I didn't. I mean, of course, I didn't see it as something to be commoditized, or you know, I mean, it was just something that I was really passionate about, and because I was passionate about it, and I was validated all the time by my family, you know, like, get on top of the table and dance, or get on the table and sing, and people were always wanting to hear me singing as a child, so it was something that I knew I was good at, even before I sort of it clicked that this could be a career.
Yeah,
you know, because people were always. Because it gave people joy, you know, as a child, you know, and then when I was 7 years old, I moved from Tanzania and I went to live in Port Elizabeth with my aunt and her husband and as an adopted child, and then I got my first solo singing in a Christmas Carol evening and I sang Silent Night, and I still remember that was a pivotal moment in my life where I remember holding a microphone and thinking, aha. No one's ever, the cog just clicks in place.
Did you sing Silent Night?
Yeah.
Do you still remember the lyrics?
A little bit.
Okay, Junior, can we just tap into that? Silent Night. Nakane Tore. We'll continue with the conversation. We'll also talk about his novel and more about his music. So let's see if he remembers this pivotal moment in his career.
Silent night, holy night, all is calm, all is bright, round yon virgin mind.
and child, holy infant, so tender and mild, sleep in heavenly peace, sleep in heavenly peace.
Nice. I know.
I haven't seen that song in years.
Unexpected, I know. Before we get to your book, I'd like us to just tap into what you do. You've got a guitar with you. Can we just see what you're able to do with it? Anything that you feel like performing for us.
Okay.
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, Nakane Tore.
This one's called In the Dark Room.
Taking. Nakane Tore. Is this from?
This is from my first album, Brave Confusion. It's called In the Dark Room. It's about sex.
You did this in 2013.
2013, end of 2013, like August-ish.
Now, what has been the most bizarre comment you've come across about your music?
Oh God, so many. But the one I can remember now. Is that it's people are saying that it's white music.
It's white music.
Yeah.
Did they say why they thought it was white?
Maybe because it was guitar driven and some of the guitars were overdriven.
Okay.
And because I guess it was, I mean, my influences range from Boos Mkhlongo to Radiohead to Patti Smith and Talking Heads to Black Jugs, etc. So it's quite vast. And I guess because it wasn't what people expected from a brown face, whatever that is, you know, then I guess they found it to be maybe removed from them.
Yeah.
But if they looked at, but over time, that comment has died out. People are like, oh, okay, we see, actually, it's actually just soul. And like, it's music that's very, very influenced by African music and et cetera, et cetera. Because, I mean, I changed my surname to Touré because one of my favorite musicians was Alifaka Touré, who's a Malian musician. So nice. I did it sort of as an homage to him.
Nice.
To sort of like connect myself to his spirit.
Who do you perform for? Who do you sing to? When you write a song and you put out a project, who do you hope, whose imagination do you hope to capture?
Human beings.
Okay.
I mean, and I know that probably sounds glib or disingenuous, because I guess in our heads we have ideas of who would listen to the music. Initially, I thought it would be Arty Kids from Bramfontein.
Okay.
Initially. But you know what I found very interesting is how vast the listenership is.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it ranges from 60-year-olds who go, you know, I see something that I liked in music in 1977, to 16-year-olds, you know, who see something they like about the music. And I couldn't ask for a better audience, because it's non-ageist and it's non-sexist and it's non-gender-based. People who like the sound will like the sound, whether they're young or old or arty or not.
Mm-hmm. I think it was Nina Simone who said, as far as I'm concerned, the music should reflect the times.
Mm.
In terms of your music, do you think it reflects the times?
I don't think my album would... I would be making the kind of music in any other decade than now. So, on that superficial level alone, it represents the times. And also because, I mean, like, in 1980 or 1960 or 1970, I wouldn't be able to sing about what I'm singing about now. A, because I'd be arrested. And B, because societies were different back then. Mm-hmm. I can sing about the fact that I have desires for men now without worrying that I'm going to go to jail.
Yeah.
Well, I was going to say, without worrying that I was going to get killed, but that's not true. But, you know what I mean? There's a sense of... There's slightly more freedom in subject matter.
Yeah.
And I can sing... And which is probably the happiest I've ever been, is that I can collaborate with someone like Black Coffee and sing a song about someone pulling you out of depression with sex, and no one will get it, but it'll still be on radio.
I like that.
You know,
I like that.
I made a joke with my label. I said, you know, I love how people, no one actually knows what the song is about.
Yeah.
It's a bit satanic on my part, I think. It's like I slipped it in there, you know.
Interesting stuff. We're hanging out with Nakari Tore, and we're just enjoying just learning about his body of work. Let's talk about the book.
Sure.
Now, where do you get the idea that anybody would be interested in a novel by you?
When I create something, I don't think whether people are interested in it or not, or whether people will be interested in it or not. I do it because I need to do it. Mm. I spent 7 years of my life writing this novel. I started writing this novel before I even wrote my own music. I'd always been a singer, but I was not always a songwriter. I only started writing songs because I was tired of singing other people's songs. I was tired of reciting.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I wanted to be an artist. I wanted to tell stories that I felt were never told before. You know, Toni Morrison said in an interview once, she said, if you keep on reading these books, I mean, they're not quite scratching the itch. That, you know, they're not quite getting there. And they're not saying what you want them to say to you. Then it's your responsibility to pick up your pen and write it.
Yeah.
So when I'm sitting down at home and going, they're not, you know... And these stories are bubbling in me, and they need to be written. And then I write them. So to answer your question, I never thought that maybe someone would be going, we want the story. But from people who read the book and have loved it, and even some people who read the book and have hated it, which is great, there's a sense that it was a story that was needed to be written and read. Because the point of art is to make, in my opinion at least, is that art has always made me feel like I wasn't alone.
Yeah. You know, somebody so, else.
Yeah, I feel the same way. Like, exactly. Like I can read a book from the 20th century or the 19th century, by somebody in a different generation, different continent.
Yeah.
And from a human level, I can understand and empathize with the story, and it can make me understand things about my life. Or it can make me go, oh, I never thought of that way. You know,
it's a point of connection.
Exactly.
We're gonna expand on the book, on the novel, on the other side of a performance. Right now, I'd like to just, okay. I think for somebody like you, I can never pretend or claim to remove you from your comfort zone. I think you are very versatile. So, Gina's gonna play some keys, and you're just gonna collaborate with them, and we're just gonna create something on the spot.
I'm so bad at that. I never went to jazz classes.
Look, just figure out your way out. You'll be able to. You're an artist. He's an artist. Feel free to tell him to change the melody if you want him to change it.
Sure.
Nakani Tore is with us in the studio. More guests lined up for the show. It's Onelo on Cliff Central.
Just listening.
That's fine. Take your time.
Is it that put me in this dream?
Okay, I'm done. That's fine. I think it's starting to sound a little bit what is those slam poetry stuff.
So also did it take you someplace?
Yeah, I don't think it took me to a place that was good. I was talking to my agent the other day. We were talking about words, and I was saying, on some level, I mean, I used to be in a punk band, right? And everything was, you know, first thought, best thought. Do it. Come on. Three chords. You do it. You finish it. And that really helped me with just doing it.
Okay.
You know, that moment, like, oh, I don't know. What am I going to sing about? Just do it. If it's bad, it's bad. You move on. You write another one.
It's improv.
Do you know what I mean? But on the other hand, is like I've also moved to a place where, I mean, my work and who I am is, I guess, I'm an output.
Yeah.
So considered. If I'm going to add anything to the canon that is art, because there's so much work out there in the world, it better be goddamn good. Otherwise, there's no point in me putting it out there. You know? So, and I mean, like, sometimes I hear this, I'm like, but you guys didn't think about that. Why did you? But it's a... But for me, it's just like, I wouldn't put anything out there that wasn't representative of my passion.
Let's explore the narrative of the novel.
The novel. Yes. Let's go there.
You obviously put together this novel over an extended period of time.
Yes.
And the inspiration, and let's talk about the characters as well in the story.
Sure.
Sadly, I haven't been able to read it, but I promise after here,
it's available. I'm going to find
it. I'm going to find it. I'll read it. And the next time when we talk...
We were talking about the novel and how it disturbed you.
Is it going to disturb
me? No, I don't think so. No, maybe. Who knows? But I mean, like... I was talking to Anya the other day, and apparently her brother really liked the book, but apparently he said to her, it's good, but he needs help.
What is it? Like, in terms of categories,
I don't know.
Where is it?
I mean,
where
it's a novel. It's a novel, so it's fictional.
Okay.
But initially, the book was written as an autobiographical novel.
Okay.
I just wanted to sort of exercise some demons, like some trauma that I'd gone through at some point in my life. But over time, I was trying to write myself out of the book. Because I went to vets and I studied literature, and I wanted to write a very literary book, you know. And I knew what I wanted the book to look like, and I knew how I wanted the technical side of the book to be like. So form, language, I knew that I wanted the book to be set up in the Eastern Cape. And I wanted it to deal with tradition, and I wanted it to deal with the clash of... the modern and the traditional, and how those two sometimes work together very beautifully, and sometimes they don't relate, you know. And I wanted that to be through this one character who's called Davide, who leaves Johannesburg and goes to a small town he was born in, Alice, in the Eastern Cape, to live with his uncle, just to clear his mind and just to get away from whatever happened in Johannesburg.
Yes.
When he gets there, he realizes that his uncle lives with another man, and then he, Davide, and this other man, his name is Gray, sort of have this really interesting tug of war relationship that deals with power and obsession, really, and it culminates in very disturbing thing that happens, which I can't talk about because it sort of ruins it for people. But it was almost like I wanted to take this person who is from this place but has left it and has forgotten how to handle this space, and have him be sort of the bacteria in it, and see how the land and the people who are there deal with it, and how he, as the bacteria, deals with it. And from that point of view, it was quite difficult because any art really is really difficult, I think. I mean, it's easy because you're passionate about it, and so when you're sitting down, you go, oh, no, you're not thinking, oh, I hate this, this is so difficult. But getting it across the way that you want it to come across can be quite hard, and I think that's why it took so long.
How did you ensure that you remained the course, that you were consistent with the story? You never felt the need to sell out at any point for the sake of ending the book?
I mean, in my it goes back to this. My agent read it, and we both knew that this it might not be very well received in terms of sales, because it's very postmodernist, and I hate that term, but it sort of works with juxtaposition and fragmentation and dream sequences, etc. So it's a very psychological novel,
yes,
more than it is a plot novel, and which is something some people love and some people have hated. Granted, so and also because I'm really, really stubborn when it comes to my work. This is what it was. If you wanted to publish it, then you publish it the way it is. You can help me with some things that don't add up, but this is my book and this is how it is. And thankfully, she loved it the way it is, and we put it out. And of course, the book was rejected by other publishers before, so I knew that it wasn't.
You expected it.
There was nothing to sell out. Also,
yes,
you know. And so far, the book has done so much better than we had ever anticipated. You know,
are you working on the second one?
I've got ideas. I've got notebooks where I'm writing down ideas, but I'm not rushing into it.
I'm
learning. I mean, the book came out last year in October, so really, it's not even crawling at the moment. It's not. It's just moved from milk to purity. So, if I do write another book, when I write another book, it'll probably be sometime next year or late this year.
Remind us again what it's called.
It's called Piggy Boys Blues.
Piggy Boys Blues.
Yeah. Like the boys, the blues of Piggy Boy. Piggy Boys Blues. Yeah.
Okay. All right. I've got The Dead, The Plague. I have Christopher here. What can I play?
How long is The Plague? Have they given you the edit or the long one?
It
doesn't matter. Play The Plague. This one's coming from my EP that came out late last year.
All right. So this is Nakane Tore. When we come back, we wrap up our discussion. More guests are lined up. It's O'Neill on Cliff Central. Don't move. very powerful stuff, if you ask me. It's hard not to imagine you just working on this and just... It's a very powerful song. So let's talk about it. What are you talking about here?
In the song?
Yes. I'm picking up a lot of pain, anguish when I'm listening to it. Is this what you were going for?
Also celebration, though, isn't it? Because it's like... Okay. Boom, ba, 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 da. No, what I like to do is, like, not all the time, but sometimes I like to juxtapose a very upbeat sounding song with lyrics that can be sort of described as dark.
Yeah.
I was walking around Port Elizabeth 1 December, not my best year, and it came to me and I was thinking, huh, what a great title, The Plague. I wonder if there's a book called The Plague, because it would be crazy if there wasn't a book called The Plague.
Yeah.
And it started there with the title. Mm-hmm. And I googled it, and it was actually true. Albert Camus, one of my favorite writers, had written a book called The Plague. But I didn't want the song to be informed by the book, because it was a coincidence. But I mean, like, the song is about many things, and as many of my lyrics are about, they're never really about one thing. I like to work through sort of like surreal imagery, and I was doing an interview with some guy from the UK about the song, and I said, on some level, the song is actually an AIDS song.
Okay.
Yeah, on some level, it's also about colonialism. It's also about freedom of self. That the line, "Wait for me at the corner of the street where the light shines brightest, where the boys shout the loudest." It's just a moment of like when you're feeling complete, like for that moment in your life, maybe like 10 minutes when you're walking from the shops and you're going home, and just the light is so beautiful and your mind is completely free. Like you're not worried about what's going to happen tomorrow or in the evening, whether you won't be able to sleep or you won't be able to write, or that maybe you're, I don't know, like someone in your family is sick, or it's just I was just trying to capture that one moment in life. Yeah. And it happens very rarely to me where I'm like, everything is just okay. Not because I've done something to make it okay or something has happened. It's just that one moment where you've forgotten all the shit that's in the world. And in those last few sort of words in the song, I wanted to capture that moment after all the pain in the beginning.
There's so many layers to you. I think what I need 2 hours with you, an entire 2 hours with you, so I can just peel away at you.
I have to keep something for myself.
Yes, but not the next time. I promise we're gonna strip you naked. Let's. Are you gonna take us home with something?
Sure.
It's your choice. Decide what you want to perform for us.
Okay, I'm going to say... Oh, well, okay. Let me do a cover. This is a song called Just Like Heaven by a band called The Cure.
Yes.
Love with you.
lost and lonely, you who strangers, angels, dancing in the deepest ocean, twisting in the water, you just like a dream, just like a dream. You're my dream. Daylight licked me into shape. I must have been asleep for days, and moving lips to breathe your name. And I opened up my eyes.
Last verse.
And found myself alone, 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 above the raging sea. I stole the only one I love, and drowned him deep inside of me.
I left out the last verse because it's going on too long.
Oh. Yeah.
What? Sorry, guys. Wow. I know it's an afternoon. It's supposed to be having fun.
Listen, you're very deep, man. That's all I can tell you. Listen, what are you up to this weekend?
This weekend? Well, I mean, this whole week I've been doing rehearsals for a film I'm working on. So,
okay.
My time has been is really just me spending getting ready for this role and doing rehearsals, and it's. It's interesting because I understood that it was going to be really, really difficult and that it was going to take a lot from me physically and emotionally and psychologically, but I don't think I understood until we actually started rehearsals on Tuesday. But I'm excited for it. Yeah. So that's what I'm up to, really.
Thank you very much for hanging out with us. We look
forward
to breaking bread with you one more time.
Definitely. Thank you so much, man.
All right. Cool stuff. Ladies and gentlemen, Apollo joins us shortly alongside Chopsticks. Stand by.
Ladies love O'Neill. Yeah, baby.
Sorry, the number you have dialed is not in service at this time.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Nobody will see me, them press. Nobody fit enter my space, oh. Ride around with that bad bitch in that truck. Them boy no say nobody fucking with us, yeah. Nowadays when them see me, them holler. They carry me like say I'm Evie Obama. Oh yes, riding around with that bad bitch in that truck. We turn up all night and we go shots on shots. Ah. Poof, nigga. Real Godzilla's in the booth, nigga. Real black niggas in the coop, nigga. But that's just me and my troop, nigga. Should be the go recite the hook, nigga. Mark my words and then look, nigga. They be the talk say I be fruit, nigga. Eat your words and then puke, nigga. 8 o'clock and I'm still drinking. Schedule is tough but I'm still pimping. EFCC them chase my guy, cause I'm only blessed if I'm still Clinton. You know they fuck with no broke nigga. You know they laugh at my joke nigga. Maybe they take me like jokes nigga. I got a couple of wars and I'm boast nigga. Yes, I be the beast and I'm ghost nigga. I be the best or I'm close nigga. I be the wreck when I shoot nigga. I be the threat in that suit nigga. Nevertheless, I wouldn't make them boys them shake like parking sense nigga. They might try to throw me out, shit, I'll pay for the parking sense nigga. Man, I'm bad, man. I don't care what them say. Everybody want to go game, but nobody want to game. I still. Nobody will them see me, them press. Nobody fit enter my space, oh. Tied around with that bad bitch in that truck.
Yo, Ice. Break it down for me. Anytime I step up in the club, nigga, yeah, you know we be living it up, nigga. Popping the bottles and get a couple of bitches on the side in case a nigga wanna fuck, nigga. Maybe you ready for me tonight? Cause then I'm not home, but maybe you might wanna buckle up, cause we be having a fight. Sex like freaks, yeah, I know what you like. Tie you up on the bed and go down. You already know I'm a beast, you can tell me to slow down. If you didn't know, baby, now you know now. Your ex ain't hard, it probably broke now. So loud, when I kiss you on the neck, make you wanna scream, baby, you the best. Little bit of money and a little bit of sex. If I send me to my team, you Google it between your legs. Fuck it. Damn, my flow was on drugs. But I'm still getting a couple of bucks, though. Real. I'm
it all cause I'm nice. I'm still the man, cause the fans are loyal. Believe in y'all from the day I saw you. Female fans, I swear I love you. Need a good massage with some baby oil. This is song for my niggas. DM boys in the building. We know the fuck with no snitches. I make them know what I'm feeling. It be like having a dream, but you were born in a ghetto. Maybe it's not what it seems. But you defy with the devil. Got me believing my team. So wanna know you my level. So now we're changing the scene. You go feel coming the rebel. I was a kid on the block, but now you're screaming my name. And you just show me the love and give me money and fame. But rapping the gugumu komo to zaka tafu chain. The one dick thick flow. My petty sucker fame. So goddamn.
Nobody will see me, them crazy. Nobody will enter my space. Oh, ride around with that bad bitch in that truck.
This is Ice Prince, I believe, hanging out with Chopsticks. Chopsticks is here with us in the studio.
Yes, sir. Yes,
welcome
sir.
To the show, brother.
Thank you very much.
You well?
Yeah, I'm good.
We also have Apollo. Is it still Apollo Diablo?
Apollo
have you
D.
Apollo, oh, it's Apollo D.
Yes,
now.
Sir. Yes, sir.
What's good, homie?
We out here, homeboy.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. Gentlemen, you're both rappers.
Nah, I'm a producer. I'm a music producer.
You produce?
Yeah.
Do you... You don't... Nah. Dab into freestyling.
Nah, I used to rap a lot, but that was a long, long, long time ago.
That's fine.
Yeah, I don't rap anymore, though.
A long time ago is good enough. Listen, before we go any further, let's do this.
City's number one DJ. It's invading your eardrum.
O'Neal.
With the hottest exclusive.
O'Neal.
Worldwide.
Yeah. You want me to go?
Yeah.
Hi. Apollo D representing B-Dub, Blood Fam, we out here. Yeah. Hey, these streets, something like Jumanji. Gotta separate all the lions from the monkeys. And I'm that elephant in the room. Look, nigga, Vanilla Ice more relevant than you. Mayor of the city, but I'm president to you. We poppin' this season, we coppin' some Beamers. These girls wanna kick it like we Dr. Malingas. Whatever, baby, you could be my ghetto ballerina. I'm like a bomb, why you wrong when I write a song? Enjoying every moment in a second, life is gone. I hang around with the baddest rappers in the game. Backpacking through fame, what you call swagger is lame. I make enemies hide like Saddam Hussein. Crazy thick broad with a body insane. I never lose game like Dr. Dre, but she mine for the night. I forgot her name, you feel me? Yeah, we out here.
So there you have it, man. Apollo D, we had to introduce him. This is how we were introducing him. He's here with us in the studio. Alongside Chopsticks. Let's quickly talk to you, Chopsticks. Now, I see a couple of tracks here that you've done with some amazing artists.
Artists, yeah.
Let's talk about your work. When did you start doing this music?
Okay, professionally, I'd say I started music production 7 years ago.
Okay.
Yeah.
And tell me about some of the people you worked with.
Okay, I've worked with Ice Prince. I've worked with Jesse Jags, M.I., Young L, India, Sarkodie from Ghana,
okay.
Fino, Olamide. Mm-hmm. The list is endless. It's a long list.
And where are you based now? Are you based in South Africa or you're in Nigeria?
I shuffle South Africa and Nigeria.
Is that any easy?
It's not easy, but it's just, you know, it's not easy to get your music across.
Yeah.
But you just have to do it. It's something else.
I had Emanira and Victoria Kimani here a couple of weeks ago, and they talked about how they were frustrated in Nigeria because they felt that the industry is sort of one-dimensional. Like, people want the same sound.
Yeah.
And if you're not doing that sound, it appears you do not necessarily appeal to the market.
Yeah, I understand. It's just that you just need to, you know, you just need to put out your sound and put it out with confidence. You know, if most of them, they like... The listeners in Nigeria, the consumers like Afro music,
okay.
The Afro sound, and that's what has populated the music industry.
Yeah.
But if you're coming up with a new sound, you need to come with a lot of confidence and make them believe that this is the shit, this is the real shit right here. You know.
All right.
And they'll jump with it.
In terms of the artists you work with, whom have you enjoyed working with the most?
I'll say two people: Ice Prince and Young L.
Okay.
Yeah. Most especially Young L. Yeah.
Your production style.
Yeah.
Where do you play? Where do we place you? Are you more Afro? Are you more just diverse?
The thing is, I'm very eclectic. I don't like to be boxed. I would say my sound is group music.
Okay.
It's called group music.
All right.
Yeah, it grips you when you hear it.
Okay. Are you working with anyone here?
Yeah. I'm doing a track with DJ Tira.
Okay.
And I'm also doing a song with I'm supposed to get Nasty C on the song. I don't know, but we're still kind of working on that.
Okay.
And there's a couple of other upcoming artists I'm working with as well. I'm going to be doing a track with LaToya as well. there's a couple of artists, you know, I'm working with here as well.
Interesting stuff. If you just joined us, I am hanging out with Chopsticks and Apollo D. Let's take something from Apollo D. When we come back, we'll continue with the show. Is this the one? I'll tell you what, let's do this.
Roses are red, violets are blue. I just hope I will find you. Someday I will find you.
For this moment my whole life. Real, we don't got mommy, I'm a monster. Came in this to conquer, now ain't night, bloody conquer. Won't stop till my whole team living la vida loca. Five bloods rotation, I'm a compulsive smoker. Y'all better learn from us, I'll show you how to do that there. Y'all turn them to trust, killing everything to give me, I'm in beast mode. Gotta rep my city, round here, I'm a hero. Success will kill my haters, ain't crush they in ego. Blunt fam, what you know about that? Street, they holler back. Bad with the pride of backs, we came far. But I gotta put my city on the map. Gotta put my city on the map. Yeah.
I found my way up and I'm not turning back. I found the light that I've been searching for. I wait for victory.
I was feeling depressed, living in my mama house. Feeling like I'm better than half of the dudes that I see that are coming out. Wanting to give it up. I was stuck in the couch, trying to make it rain. I was drier than a puto on the drought. Baby mama, she was right there. Her and mama, only people that care. Should I leave? Get a 9-to-5, but I want to live. I want to be alive. My own father, he showed me it's possible. Follow your dreams, live as a slave today. Tomorrow, be honored as king. Okay. 10 years, I've been waiting my turn. Today's that day, you haters gon' learn. It ain't about money that I ain't concerned. It ain't about money that I ain't concerned. Probably never get the price I deserve. Yeah, diamond in the dirt. Even when I'm not shining, everybody knows what I am worth.
I found my way up and I'm not turning back. I found the light that I've been searching for. I wait for victory. I wait for victory.
Apollo D, this is called Waiting for Victory.
Yeah, it's called Waiting for Victory. I released it last year, you know what I mean, out in Botswana, you know, my whole country. And yeah, man, it just basically explains my story, you know, my mission. I've been in this music industry my whole life, so I'm still waiting on my victory, you know what I mean? You know all about that. You always supported my movement, my music, and yeah, I appreciate that, bro.
Let's talk about who are you featuring on the song?
I feature a 19-year-old girl called Young B, you know what I mean? She's just a breath of fresh air, you know what I mean? She actually reached out to me through social media and she said she wrote a chorus that she had B in mind that I could do justice to. And when I heard it, I was really blown away, you know what I mean? So it was really an honor for her to actually think about me in that creative zone and consider me to actually do a song with her, you know what I mean?
What are you doing in South Africa?
I'm just trying to bring put the brand out there, you know what I mean? I've got a bunch of stuff that I'm trying to promote. You know, I got a new single out with Double HP and my man Beast on iTunes. We're trying to push that. You know what I'm saying? We're just trying to basically get the brand out to Africa, man, because I feel like, you know, a lot of people in Botswana feel that I need to put more effort in basically getting my work outside the border and outside the country, because a lot of people believe in what I do. And this is basically for my fans, for my family. And yeah, man, that's why I'm out here.
You've done work with with South African artists before. Yeah, I remember when you did, was it The City Owes Me?
Yes,
Around that time. You've worked with some guys there. Have you reconnected with them?
Yeah, man. You know, there's some people that I've always been in touch with. You know, your Tori Max from Marafa, he's always been like out there for me, giving me a lot of advice. You know what I mean? Your Double HPs has always been a big brother to me. You know what I mean? And yeah, man, I've been fortunate enough to have worked with Cleo, your Pitch Black Afros, and luckily shared stages with them and learned something from them in terms of like their ethics and the way they approach their music and professionalism. So I'm just basically trying to take that knowledge and use it into my own craft and take it to the next level, you know what I mean?
This question is for both of you gentlemen. You're a producer and you work with some of the greats in the business. What does it take now to do a sound or put together a sound that immediately resonates with people, that works, that would find your music being on high rotation everywhere? What do you think the trick is today?
First of all, I think the idea behind the music contributes a lot to getting the music to the height it needs to go. You know, sometimes what sells the music is not really the melody or the artist. It's just the idea of the music.
Okay.
The idea behind it.
Is there a formula, Apollo?
You know what? I just, my own formula is just enjoy it, you know, and don't be scared to evolve, you know. Like my man Irv always says, Irv is actually my brand consultant, you know what I mean? And he's basically told me that, look, man, in anything you do, take the form of water, you know, like Bruce Lee used to say. So that's what I try to do as a musician, man. Like, just try not to limit myself and just grow with the sound and whatever is thrown my way, you know what I mean? Because it's really not, it doesn't do any purpose for me in terms of growth to keep myself in a comfortable position, like, oh, I know to rap over boom bap beats. That's all I'm going to rap over. You know what I mean?
What do you think it takes to make it nowadays? I mean, there's the social media aspect of it. There's the popularity sometimes, which doesn't necessarily amount to revenue. And then you have people who are making money, but they're not in the mainstream. What does it take now?
I mean, you know, everybody blows off their, I mean, there's many different aspects to it. I mean, for me, I personally feel like, you know, if I can get people to connect with my music on an emotional level, that'll definitely get me closer to what I need to be. Whether it's happiness, whether it's sadness. I mean, the homie that was on earlier on, the one that you just interviewed, I realized that his music is like really emotionally, it pulls you in, you know, and that, and it's not necessarily the most commercial music, but it's like really, really powerful. So there is no formula, man, you know what I mean? I don't know.
Yeah, what I think is just find your market and sell to them. Just speak to your people. Once you have that connection with a particular set of people that your music is targeted to, you'll definitely, you know, make it.
Chopsticks, what do you want people who are listening right now, who get to listen to the podcast months and years from now? What do you want them to know about you right now?
Anything personal or music-wise?
Music-wise.
Okay. I started music way back in school. I used to be in the school band, and then I got kicked. I used to be in the church band, then I got kicked out of the church band, and then I joined my school band, and then I started music production way back, as far back as 2003.
Yeah,
and I've been producing music since way back, since then till now.
Now, if somebody's listening at the moment and they're in South Africa, and they, you know, they obviously know now you are in town.
Yeah.
What kind of collaborations are you looking at doing here?
Okay, like for me, my kind of production is I like to experiment with sound. Yeah. You know, I like to try out new things and new stuff. So if anybody's trying to reach me, just hit me up. It doesn't matter what kind of sound they do. You know, good music is good music, however you package it. You know, so I'm looking to experiment with sound and try out new things.
All right, speaking of which, let's do this. Here's a track from Chopsticks. It features Shady and Cynthia Morgan. It's called Number One.
Yeah, Shady, Cynthia Morgan, and Young L.
Okay, cool stuff.
Thank you.
All right, this is Chopsticks. We're coming back. Young girl, you got that special place in my heart. You know you never ever break my heart. My heart, my heart. I want you, Chopsticks. If I had them all, I got my place. Right now, baby girl, I need your loving right now, 'cause I feel so.
chop. Pull up a set, this fight bomb you go and chop. See ticky ticky lick pony like a coach don't cup. And beat pony like a NATO head drum. Well on your boy chop. Me make him concrete cause that pump top notch. Him look me in my eyes and me remind him of him mom. Me say best you ever had him say word F in all. The boy them a duck ya. In my pussy wrecker, in my top shutter, in my shot stopper. And the best me ever heard of me say, well, since I met you, boy, me never talk here, boy. Them things they turn around after fucking twice. Me no tell no lies. Yo, boy, since I met you, boy, me never ever place the one above you with no one.
Countdown, girl, you number one. Yeah, yeah, girl, you number one. Me a bit of the boom boom like a Jackie Chan. Yeah, yeah, like a Jackie Chan. And the way you shake your feather, girl, I'm loving it. Danger, yeah, you know you are the culprit. Come close, let me break you like a biscuit. Quick, something like a yard meat. From the car to the base, from the base to the show, from the show to the base, from the bed to the floor. This one no be mass, so I know that you know that the love way I get food drum like Bon Jovi.
From the LM sugar. We just wanna see you tick tock, wind that body to the bass and really.
I love it, man. I love the structure.
Thank you
I love
very
you're
much.
You're very experimental. I can tell. I can tell from that. So this is Chopsticks hanging out with Shady. Cynthia Morgan is also up in there.
And Younger L as well.
And Younger L. The song is called Number One. Yeah. Apollo.
Yes, sir.
We've already found out what you're up to now. What's the grand design? What's the big plan for now? What do you want people to take away from this discussion right now?
Just basically, you know, if people are hearing or listening to me for the first time, I'm not familiar with my music. You know, just basically, I'm like an emotionally honest artist. I take I take a lot of care in terms of the lyrics that I put down on my rhymes, but at the same time, I'm always willing to evolve. I'm love learning new flows. I love where hip hop is at right now. I'm not one of those old school guys that are intimidated by the new sound of hip hop. I'm just like, yo, let's grow with it. Let's roll with the punches and let's make hip hop. In fact, hip hop is so fun these days, you know, and that's what I love about it. You know what I mean? Back in the days, you know, it was so serious. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it was so, issue driven.
Yeah, man. So, I mean, at the end of the day, I love that. I love the fact that, you know what I mean? To a certain extent, you know, we're having fun. And that's why it's starting to become so popular, because that fun is permeating to like the people that are actually listening. It's not just like, you know, you're taking them through like this deep lesson, but you're actually, you know what I mean, having fun. You know what I mean? So that's what I love about hip hop. And I'm really trying to learn and grow and evolve with hip hop. I've been doing music for a really long time, 10 years. So I'm not stopping my journey. I want to grow as the journey continues. You know what I mean?
Can we quickly do something with Junior before we close the show?
Yeah, no problem, man.
All right, so Junior's gonna play some keys. Feel free to tell him. To switch it up if you want him to switch it up.
Alright. Yeah. 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 You've been doing this for a long time. Yeah. You've been doing this for a long time. Mama, she said, son. You've been doing this for a long time. Mama, she said, son, you still not signed. Maybe I give it all up, I'm never gonna shine. Industry never loved me, I've been in the outskirts. Ask God all the time, this the life that I deserve. Mama, spray me with holy water, your son is cursed. They call me legend though, but they don't see the tears. The anxiety and fear. I was 12 years old, putting lyrics on a beat. I was 12 years old and my spirit was free. I'm not a socialite, I'm never invited. Only time I find peace is when I close my eyelids. I'm thinking, damn, this can't be what life is. Suicidal thoughts, but I'm not ready to die. Ask God all the time. Yeah, ask God all the time. Check it out, live on the Cliff Central with O'Neal. Rapping in niggas, no blunt is so real. Y'all phased out, engine, I'm mobile. Yeah, I'm in them automobiles. All my homies from Nigeria, in your area. And they wanna motherfucking bury us. Yeah, no comparison, I'm African. Yeah, and all up in my abdomen is...
It's good. That's Apollo D, ladies and gentlemen. Sadly, this is all the time we had to do this. Chopsticks, how long are you in town for?
I've been here for a month.
Okay.
So I'm still going to be here for a week, and I'll be back in Nigeria, and I'm going to be back here in after a month.
All right, so are you going to come back and hang out with us again?
Sure, definitely.
Big up yourself, man. Thank Apollo you D, how long are you in, here for?
I'm here for a few weeks, you know what I'm saying?
I'm
here for a few weeks, well, for hopefully like 2 weeks, you know what I mean? I'm going to be putting out work with the fam, you know what I mean? Shout out to Emmett Clothing, you know what I mean? I'm working with my homie Pablo. Pablo is actually, funny enough, his name, a lot of people in Botswana call me Pablo, okay, you know what I mean? Okay. I'm working with the homie Pablo. We signed to Tasman. And basically, that's like the team when I'm out in Botswana, I mean, JHB. Okay. So hopefully you should be seeing us a lot more in terms of visibility. We're trying to learn the PR game, invest more, you know what I mean? So yeah, man, if the investors out there looking for a viable, real rapper, holla at your boy, brah.
Nice one. We're out of here, man. Remember, everything you heard today on the show will be available as a podcast. That's 30 minutes from now. I'll share the link on my social media. My handle is O'Neill Africa, O'Neill Africa. And I will tag both these gentlemen. Thank you very much, Junior.
Thank you, sir.
Nice one, as always. We're back again next week, Friday. Tomorrow, in fact, today and tomorrow, I'm out at Ultra 2016. That's going
to
be epic.
I heard, man.
This is CliffCentral.com.